We've got 5th District Councilwoman Alicia Kennedy on the line, Brian, and she's going to explain to us what actually happened on Thursday, where the breakdown with the city council and the architecture firm of Edgemoor, who had been chosen to lead the new project.
There are a couple of things that happened in last week. The council voted on the MOU from Edgemoor, and it was not accepted by the majority of the council. And so now we have to follow the procurement process, which is the laws that govern how we select a contractor for a project of this size. And so we'll be getting a briefing this week on what our options will be. One of the options in that range is for the next responsive bidder, who is AECOM, for us to consider their proposal. And so it sounds like they're just preparing for the possibility of that opportunity, and we'll see what this week looks like.
Is it true that the reason why Edgemoor wasn't accepted was because of their stance on not committing to allowing women and minority businesses to be a part of it?
That's not in its entirety true. They have expressed consistently their willingness to do so. However, in the MOU, which is the Memorandum of Understanding that the council reviewed, there are a number of commitments that were not included in the document. And so what the majority of the council relied on what was in the actual document. And so it was incomplete or silent on a number of commitments that we made to voters in November. We committed that this would be a transformative project. We committed that it would be inclusive of local hiring of Kansas City workforce, that it would create unique opportunities for minority and women-owned businesses. And the specifics of those commitments were not in this MOU. Now, what we heard after the vote was, well, we were willing to give you guys more, just come talk with us. But those commitments should have been in that document. So I believe this council acted responsibly to our citizens to make sure that anything we agreed to would have made sure those commitments were in the deal. Another thing that's very important for people to understand is the MOU is just that. But what we found out in the MOU that we had to review to vote on, there was a reimbursement clause added in it that would have committed the city to $30 million to Edgemoor without any of the specifics outlined. And if the deal would have went bad after the fact, we were on the hook for $30 million.
Wow.
That's not good government. And so this council did the right thing. We are holding out to negotiate the best deal for Kansas City. We have so many projects in Kansas City where we got the project, but we're still paying for it. For example, the Sprint Center, we're still on the hook about $13 million a year to pay the debt service on that project. The power and light apartments that are going up, we're on the hook for paying for garages for up to 5 different luxury apartment buildings because people wanted a deal.
Will this new project in any way, shape, or form affect taxpayers?
No, there's no direct expense to taxpayers. All the monies that will pay for this project, this billion-dollar project, will come from revenues generated at the airport. So that part does not change. But what is important for us to make sure that we're going to do well is to craft a deal that is going to be transformative for Kansas City. This is a once-in-a-generation project. It was over 30 years ago when we built one before. We don't have to settle on this deal, and we're not going to as a council. And so I think that's what you are seeing when you have majority of the council saying no to a MOU.
Well, thank you so much for shedding light on this. When the news broke last Thursday evening, many of us were shocked and confused about what happened because it almost felt like we had a done deal. We were getting ready to start, you know, breaking ground next week. And so to hear this and a breakdown of what actually happened, thank you so much for sharing with the Morning Grind and our listenership.
Thank you so much. We will build an airport. We appreciate Kansas City for giving us the approval to be able to do that. But please trust that we are, as a council, making sure that we get the best deal for Kansas City.